Hi there, welcome to episode number 9 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. My name is Sandra Matteo Iotti and I am a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. Remember, you can always send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is GITANA styling.com. You can remain anonymous or you can share your name, business and website with us, and we will be happy to share with our listeners. We also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free private Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host online events, share tips, and talk about how to grow successful fashion businesses. So look us up, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. So today is episode number 9, and we are going to talk about 3 steps to make anything happen. So first of all, I want to say Happy New Year. It's 2020 and we are so excited to get going with the year and start planning and, you know, goal setting and all that good stuff. And I know that you have that same excitement and energy. And, you know, right now, actually, you know, you have 365 pages right ahead of us that you can write, that you can decide, that you can come up with that plan for your dreams to come true. And so that's why I wanted to share this content with you today, because no matter what you do, I want to make sure that you take into consideration these 3 steps, because if you do follow these 3 simple steps, you are gonna for sure accomplish whatever you want. So I don't want you to be by the end of the year like, oh, I didn't even take any action, I was running in circles and that kind of thing. I want to make sure that you actually accomplish what you set out to do. So step number 1 is define what you want. So when I'm talking about defining what you want, let's say you say something like, this year I want to lose weight, or I want to be healthy. And I want to encourage you to actually define that. What does that mean? Does that mean losing 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds? Does that mean working out every week? Does that mean changing your diet? Get a little more specific and define that thing that you want. If you want to maybe launch your fashion business, what does that mean? What does that, is it, you know, come up with your first 3 packages? Is it come up with the 2 main services you're gonna offer? Try to define it a little bit more. And don't just say, you know, I want to be happy, I want to be in love, I want to be successful. Like, take, you know, 5 minutes to be like, okay, what does that look like physically, right? And write it down. So write down coming up with a product, coming up with a service, or defining my diet, or working out, you know, every week, whatever it is that makes it kind of physical that you can actually, you know, do something about that, okay? Then my second step is to figure out the first steps to get started. So you don't need all the steps, and of course things are going to change, opportunities are going to come along, so it's not actually helpful to come up with the whole plan at once, but I would recommend at least having the first 3 to 5 steps, because that's going to get you going. And if you keep practicing that, you're always going to have the three next steps to get to where you want to arrive, right? So if your plan is, you know, launch my fashion business, what are the first 3 things that you have to do? Maybe is, you know, coming up with a name, or coming up with the first, you know, 2 services that you're going to offer, or 2 products that you're going to create, or meet with that expert that can give you some guidance, or mentor that can help you out, come up with a plan. Write down those 3 to 5 things, first 5 things. And like I said, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to, you know, have the whole plan in there. It's just the 3 3 to 5 things to just get you going and get into the habit of every time, you know, you do those, come up with 3 more so you can keep going and arrive at that destination, okay? And then step number 3 is to think about the support and the tools that you will need along the way. So this one is crucial because a lot of the times when we don't accomplish something, it's because we really didn't have the support along the way, right? And, you know, it's impossible to know everything. We all need help and we all need tools and we all need to, whether it's a book or a course or a mentor or a class, whatever it may be, we need to be aware of those things. So because there's going to be days when we don't want to do whatever we need to do, or that we're going to feel bad, or we're going to go through a certain problem and we're going to need that support to get out of it, to have a great attitude, to learn what to do, etc. So I would say think about that support that you're going to need, or those tools that maybe are going to save you time, that they're going to save you money, whether that's a group, a membership, a partnership, you know, maybe a mastermind, maybe a certain program that is going to allow you to do a lot of different things in the business, a tool, a certain, you know, person that's going to help you with something. So think about that now that you know the first steps and now that you know what that dream looks like, that you have defined it. So let's recap really quick. The first thing is to define what you want, not just say, oh, I want this. It's like make it something that it's actually that you can actually grasp right ahead. Like, don't say I just want to be happy or I want to be successful. Just define that. What does that look like? Does that mean having a business, launching your business, launching your services, making X amount of money? Define it. Then the second step, figure out the first steps, right, to start with the plan. So it could be the first 3 steps or the first 5 steps to just get started. And then number 3, think about the support and the tools that you will need to make sure that you make it happen. So I have actually created a principle that is kind of like a mind map where it walks you through these steps. And, you know, it's, for me, it's very, it's easier to see everything on paper and to fill it out. And I love filling it out actually with a pencil so then I can erase and change things around. So I am sharing a free link to a free principle that it's a mind map that walks you through these 3 steps, so you can print that out. It's very pretty, so to get you inspired also, and kind of mind map the plan for the different goals. You can actually print one for each goal that you have, or your top 3 goals, and that's going to help you. And you can you know, keep it in your on your desk or put it on the wall so you can actually see, and you can keep adding the steps as you go on. My wish really honestly is that, you know, by the end of the year you really feel accomplished and you feel happy and you feel like you are where you need to be. Because I know the feeling at the end of the year of, you know, not being where you want to be and being a little depressed, a little disappointed. And, you know, I want to make sure that you have the best tools to actually accomplish what you want to accomplish. So I also want to invite you to an online event that we're hosting this month, this January. It's actually inside our membership. It's called the New Year Kickoff Soiree. And we're going to focus in there on topics such as mindset and dreams and goal setting and business planning. And it's officially kicking off January 13th, and I'm going to leave a link below in case you want to join us. You can find out more information. It's going to be a live event inside the membership, and what we're going to do is going to help everyone, you know, set them up for success for the year. So if you're interested in that, check it out. And yeah, I think that's it for today. I hope that this was helpful to you. If you like the podcast, please let me know, send me an email, a message, or share with someone who might like it too. And also, if you have a moment, please subscribe to our podcast to show your support. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions at all, let me know. And thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I'll see you guys very soon. Bye, guys.